So let's review. The Gemara in the previous daf mentioned two of the Takanas Usha, the regulations initiated by the Chachamim while the Sanhedrin was in the city of Usha. The Gemara continues with additional Takanas Usha. Rabbi Loi says, "Beusha hiskinu hamavazviz al yavazviz yismachemish." The Chacham of Usha initiated that a generous person should not disperse more than 1/5 of his assets to tzedakah, as the Brisa explains, "Shem yitzarach labrius," so that he should not become destitute and be dependent upon others. There is an asmachta, a Torah source for this takana, in Yaakov Avinu's pledge to Hashem. V'chol asher titen li aser asranu lach. Whatever you give me, I shall separate a tenth for you. The repetitive words aser asranu imply 2/10, which is the equivalent of 1/5. Another one of the takanas Usha, Rav Yitzchak says, V'usha iskinu, shehi adam misgalgalim benoy ad shtei mesri shana. The Chacham of Usha initiated that a father encourages his son gently to learn Torah until he reaches the age of 12. However, once he becomes 12 years old, the father compels him to learn Torah. The Gemara mentions a statement of Rav that Bar Shis kavel v'sofer l'keturah. When a son becomes 6 years old, his father force feeds him Torah as one force feeds an ox. This implies that he compels him from the age of 6. The Gemara gives two explanations. He force feeds him Torah when he becomes 6 years old, however he does not compel him to learn until he's 12 years. He compels him to learn Chumash at 6 and Mishnah at 12. The Gemara proceeds to another one of the Takanas Usha regarding Nichsi Maluk. The wife's assets that are not included in the Ksuba, in which she owns the Karen, the principal, while her husband is entitled to the payers, the profits. If she dies, her husband inherits these assets because he is her Yerush inheritor. Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina says, "Beusha iskinu ha'isha shemachar benichsi meluk b'chayy baylo umesa habal meitzi miyar al kuchis." The Chacham of Usha initiated that when a woman sells her nichsi meluk and she subsequently dies, her husband extracts the nichsi meluk from the lekech. Although a Yerush, an inheritor, is not entitled to assets that were previously sold, however, Rashi explains the Chacham initiated the Baal Kelekeach Rishon. The husband is considered the initial buyer. Therefore, the sale was only valid while she was alive. However, when she dies, the sale is void in which the assets are transferred to her husband. The Gemara now returns to the Mishnah in the previous daf, where Rabbi Elazar and Azariah compared the following two benefits written in the Ksuba, Haban Yirshu v'Haban Sizhainu. The sons they have together inherit their mother's Ksuba. The daughters they have together are entitled to Mezainus support. Just as the sons only inherit the ksuba after their father dies, so too the daughters are only entitled to mezainis after their father dies. Rav Amnuna says that these benefits are also comparable in another aspect. Just as the sons only collect the ksuba from the father's karka, but not from metatlin, movable assets, so too the daughters only collect mezainis from the father's karka, but not from a tatlin, because tanai kesuba cannot be collected from a tatlin. The Gemara cites an opposing opinion, that of Rav Yitzchak bar Yosef. Ba'aliyah hiskinu shiyu bonis mezainis min ha'tatlin. The Chacham initiated that the daughters collect mezainis from a tatlin as well. After relating a number of cases where it was ruled that ein ha'bonis mezainis min ha'tatlin el min ha'karka, the Gemara in the next daf concludes that this issue is actually a machlokes tanoim in the Braisa. Tan Rabbanan, echa nochasim sheish lemachrayis ve'echa nochasim sheish lemachrayis, maitzin lemazin isha ulabonis devir Rebbe. Rebbe rules that both the widow and the daughters collect their mezainas from both karka and matatlan. Shem melasa aimer nochasim sheish lemachrayis maitzin lebonis min habonim. Shem melasa holds that the daughters collect their mezainas only from karka. This price will be discussed in full in the next daf.